Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Cassian is the feature interview for tonight's episode ahead of his gig in town, and we will get to that shortly. But first, let's fire up our tracks of the week. First up, Paul Frank with Universal Language.
Thank you.
Okay, a couple of nice tracks of the week there, wrapping up with DLMT as he drops Another You. Andromo's remix of Universal Language preceded that, and both of those can be had wherever you buy tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Cassian is set to be in Vancouver next Saturday, the 15th. I was fortunate to interview him in advance of the gig. Here we talk early influences, production, and dream gigs. Full track list and a selection of Cassian web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. On to the interview. This is DJ Wah speaking to Cassian. Australian-born and raised, he's currently based out of Los Angeles and has been producing and DJing for over 15 years. With releases on Future Classic and Juno Deep, Kitsune, and Rose Avenue, he's undoubtedly made his mark on the scene. He's collaborated alongside Yotto and Vintage Culture and remixed the likes of Bob Moses, Sonny Federa, and Anna Luno, amongst others. His latest track, Great Southern Land, a collaboration with Ice House, dropped in May and is available on Rose Avenue, and definitely one worth checking out. His CV also includes a Grammy Award for work done on two Rufus DeSalle albums, Bloom and Solace. He's toured all over the planet and will be here in Vancouver at Celebrities on Saturday, July 15th. And that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Cassian. So kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved over time?
Firstly, hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. Yeah, I think, how do I describe my sound? Wow, it's always a tough one. I've always been so allergic to like genre titles and stuff. I think the kind of sound I'm doing now is a bit more dance floor focused than what I've done in the past. I released an album in 2020, which is on Rose Avenue as well, which is Rufus DeSalle's label. And that was a bit more song focused, and I was doing a live show at the time. Well, not in 2020, obviously, but leading up to it. Yeah, and I just sort of dove a little bit more into DJ world. And yeah, I think the music I'm putting out now is a bit more dance floor focused. I mean, Great Southern Land is definitely very much a song, but released before that, which is a remix of Cities on Fire with Anima, that was quite dance floor focused. Yeah, it's kind of the wave I've been on at the moment. So, always melodic, sound design focused. Yeah, it's very difficult for me to describe my music, unfortunately.
Okay, looking way back in time here, can you think of two or three tracks initially that really opened your eyes to electronic music, and what impact did they have on you?
Yeah, the first one that comes to mind was a song called Sex City by Vanshee, which is an Australian band. This is when I was kind of maybe 16, 17. I was just kind of towards the end of high school, and I was doing shows. I was in like a rock band, and we were doing shows in Sydney, in the city. In Sydney, and I remember we were supporting this band called Vanshee that I didn't know anything about, and during soundcheck they were playing this track and I was like, what is this? This is amazing. And it was Sex City. And then the next day I went and bought their EP, and kind of that was one of the first gateways into sort of more electronic based music. I mean, I'll just keep it Sydney focused. I'll say Sex City, and then I'll say Fun Punch by Bag Raiders was another one from way back in the day. And that was kind of Sex City was my first like moment of like going down the rabbit hole, I would say. And then Fun Punch was my first moment of like beginning to enter the industry, because I was a guitarist and I played keys as well in a few bands, but I did an acoustic guitar cover of Fun Punch because I had no idea how to produce electronic music. So I made this acoustic guitar cover and I put it on MySpace. It got the attention of Bag Raiders and of their label, which was Bang Gang 12 Inches Records. And I eventually, a couple years later, ended up releasing my first EP on that same label.
Okay, let's take a look at production here. When you are making music, which DAW are you working with and why?
It's funny, over the years I've gone more and more just into the laptop and try to keep everything as mobile as possible. I mean, I was even doing my live show in 22, I guess, but my live show has a lot of synths, a lot of outboard effects and stuff like that. Definitely where my sound, like the heart of what my sound is. Yeah, I use Ableton, and at the moment, just because I'm on the road so much, I'm really trying to use plugins and soft synths as much as possible.
And then within Ableton, which soft synths or VSTs do you include as part of your production process?
Yeah, I mean, there's like hundreds of them, but there's some really good basic ones that I use from this company called TAL, just T-A-L. They have this synth called Noisemaker, which I think every time I have a session with another producer, I'm always like, do you have this? And they're like, I don't know. And then I search up in their plugins and they all have it. Everyone seems to have this plugin. It's just a very basic, free, two oscillator soft synth, you know, that just does the basics, but I really love it. I don't really like presets too much. So I like soft synths that I can, you know, have the same workflow I would with an analog synth, where I can kind of start from a basic saw wave or a square wave or whatever the case may be, and just build out the sound that I hear in my head. All the Tau synths are great. The Arturia synth, Serum is great. I've been a long time proponent of Universal Audio stuff for mixing. And now that they have the native, they've converted a few of their plugins to native, that's made my life a lot easier. Traveling, not having to bring sound cards and outboard satellites and stuff like that.
Okay, you touched on this a little bit when I asked the last question. When you are making your tracks, do you generally have an idea in your head of melody or a lead or something like that in advance? Or do you just sit down at your computer or play around and see what results?
I love playing around the computer. I tend not to have a ton of time for it. So most of the things that I've done in the last few years have been usually inspired. I'll just have an idea in my head or whatever. And the way I've been doing it the last year while I've been on the road is I just set up a session with some basic sounds, just like a little sketch pad. And so whenever I have ideas, I can just quickly pull my laptop out and jot down the melody or try to make the sound or whatever it is that I'm hearing in my head, and kind of save that for when I get a day or two in the studio and I can kind of dive in and extrapolate on those sort of ideas that I've jotted down.
Okay, let's jump over to DJing here. When you are programming a set, how do you approach that? Do you have a general idea of what you're going to play in advance, or are you content just to read the floor and play from there?
I don't really plan them. I like to play a decent amount of my own music. I have an idea of like certain like goalposts that I want to hit along the way, depending on how long it is. And I'll try to just kind of get from checkpoint to checkpoint, if that makes sense. But I like to know where I'm going to start. And so I'll usually make an intro or, I don't know, have something in mind for where I want to start. But again, that can just go out the window if the vibe's not right to do that, you know. Yeah, there's a general flow, you know. I like to kind of start. I don't know, I like to welcome everyone in and get everyone into the set. And then I always like to finish sort of a bit more emotional and a bit more sing-along, throwback kind of energy. That is usually a bit more of like a serious, harder section to the set, you know, some other fun sections of the set. I don't know, really. It's more of a checkpoint thing, I would say. There's checkpoints that I want to kind of get through.
And then when you are mixing, what's the setup that you like to go with? Like, how many CDJs are you running off of? Are you bringing in acapellas? Are you bringing in stems or any other musical elements?
Yeah, four CDJs. V10 is my mixer of choice at the moment. And usually just mixing between two. Sometimes I'll mix between three. But yeah, usually it's two. And then I have one just for effects, and which I reach for a lot, actually. I've been enjoying that this past year, is making effects and drum loops and drum samples and just kind of jamming on those to spice up the tracks at certain points or make transitions a bit more interesting or impactful.
Mentioned this earlier, and there has been a lot of mention online about your live show. So what was the inspiration for the live show, and what's the current status of that?
Yeah, the live show was, I mean, sort of like I was touching on before, I was a musician. I played keys in a couple of bands. I played guitar, was my main instrument, but I was in a bunch of bands for, and I always had a passion for that side of it. And even the type of music I made wasn't really like strictly DJ music. You know, if you listen to my album Lax, it's not really, there's a couple songs on there that you could play as a DJ, but it's not really DJ music. It's something that's still bubbling away in the background. It's just, I think it'll come back, I think, when I'm sort of rotating back into making music that fits the live show more versus music that fits the DJ sets and stuff. And yeah, it was just, it was just something that I always wanted to do. And I just love playing instruments, playing with synths. And, you know, there's been a couple iterations of the live show. There was one that had a guitar in it, a couple synths, and there was one that had more synths and no guitar and more effects and stuff. Yeah, it's also like, in this sort of day and age, can be a little tricky to tour with a setup like that, especially the type of touring I'm doing now, where I'm kind of like all over the place. To carry an extra 150 pounds of equipment around with you and have crew and stuff with you on the road for weeks and months at a time is a little difficult. So just, and also the type of event, you know, a lot of venues, it just can make a lot more sense just to DJ when you're trying to, I don't know, get out there and go to as many places as possible.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
That was the first part of the Cassian interview here on Techno Progressivo. His track Away Home rounded out that segment, and his remix of Citizen's True Romance kicks off the next section. Full track list and a selection of Cassian web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's check out more of what Cassian had to say. And then let's look at your gigging history here, either between live shows or your DJ sets. Has there been anything in particular in the last few months that's really stood out for you, or anything coming up in the summer or festival season that you're really excited to play at?
Yeah, I mean, Coachella was a big highlight a couple months ago. I just played the Brooklyn Mirage a couple of weeks ago. That was, you know, a big highlight. Played Afterlife in Barcelona. I mean, it's honestly like the last year especially has been very lucky, I feel, because there's just been a lot of great shows and a lot of shows that are sort of, I don't know, milestone shows. Even we had the Rivers du Sol had their festival called Sun Dream down in Mexico in Cabo. Wow, that was just last month. That feels like it was a year ago, but that was just last month. And like we played, we did a back-to-back, you know, through Sunrise, which was amazing. Yeah, I mean, I played Afterlife in Mexico City for like 25,000 people. It's my biggest show so far. That was also in May. Yeah, there's been a lot of great stuff. It's been a very lucky year with a lot of things that I've always wanted to do sort of coming to fruition and coming to reality. I am slave.
Thank you.
Okay, let's look at your body of work here. Can you think of one or two tracks that you've made that absolutely stand out as the best you've done, and what makes them so special or so unique?
Probably, I mean, Grace, Love, and Land is one that I really was thinking about making that for like 10 years, you know, and it sort of has, in the end, I think it came together how I envisioned it, which I'm really happy with. And that's one that, you know, even while I was sort of making it, I was like, I just need to make something that I know I could sort of stand behind for the rest of my career. And the other one that I've really been loving is my remix for, that is for Rufus, the most recent one. I've done four remixes for Rufus Du Sol. Yeah, as you were saying, I've been mixing their records for the last 10 years. We won the Grammy together 2 years ago. I've done so many shows with them. We have so much history. They're such a big part of my story. My relationship with those guys is really something important to me. It's probably my closest friends in the music industry. My remix of On My Knees, I would say, is quite special as well. I don't know, it's a little different to a lot of my other stuff, but it's one that I keep coming back to and still, I mean, I've been playing it for a year and a half and I still feel great every time I play it, so.
Okay, let's look at your inspiration here. Can you think of one or two DJs whom you really admire and why?
The artists that really got me inspired to get into it were the artists around me in Sydney at the time, which is, it was just such a great place to be back then. There was so much great music coming out of Sydney. I'd have to say Bag Raiders were my biggest like initial inspiration, which everyone just knows them from Shooting Stars, I think. But they're really incredible producers and songwriters and just great guys. And so I'll say sort of Bag Raiders for back then. It's not even relevant at all to the sound I do now, but it's just something that got me into it. And then for someone modern who is really inspiring me, I mean, Kevin DeVries with his track Dance With Me last year, I mean, and everything else that he does as well is really fantastic. I mean, I've been working really closely with Anima as well, so I don't know if I can say it's everything's just biased to the people that I'm working with and friends with, but I mean, Anima's doing some pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, he's definitely an inspiration to me and what I do.
So could be stronger. Wish I could hold on. Maybe I compromise. I don't know. Maybe I just realize. And maybe you know somehow that this ain't love, but it was something magical.
And what is your vision for yourself both in production and DJing as you continue to go forward? Do you have any albums on the horizon or anything else?
The biggest thing for me is just trying to get more music out and also doing the travel and the shows to kind of get in touch and get, you know, get in front of like as many fans as I can and just trying to figure out where they are in the world. It's quite a big world, and there's been some like surprising places that I've been lately where it was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know. I mean, I was just in Northern Cyprus last week, and I wasn't even really aware of Northern Cyprus naively until like a few weeks ago when I got the booking, and then I went and played and like 1,000 people came. So I was like, oh, I should probably be more aware of, you know, this place and have a plan to come back. And I think that's a big one, is just kind of trying to get a lay of the land and then just releasing more music. And like, yeah, in the future, definitely planning another album. There's already some things in the works for that. And also, yeah, just growing everything, being able to do, trying to make myself a platform where I can just continue to do what I want to do in an independent way. Yeah, just get as much music out as possible, really. And yeah, share moments with as many fans as I can.
then closing things out, is there anything else that you want to promote right now?
Yeah, I mean, Great Southern Land, we've already mentioned, just came out last month. You know, it's on Spotify, Beatport, and everything. And there's a new release coming next month, which I can't really say too much about it, actually, but it's a collaboration with Anima. It's not too difficult to figure out what it would be if you went on either of our social media platforms. But that's coming out next month, which, I mean, I guess starts tomorrow. So hopefully at some time in the next 4 weeks. And I mean, obviously the show at Celebrities, which I was at Celebrities last year. I was actually did my live show at Celebrities last year with Hayden James. I was on tour with him, supporting him. So yeah, I'm really excited to be back, and I've already been to that venue and really liked it. So yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Is this anything you want? Is this anything you need? Is this anything you feel? My love and my fear. Is this anything you stand for? Anything you want? My love and my fear. Stay forever, then and then. Is this anything you want? Is this anything you need? Is this anything you feel? My love and my fear.
This has been Cassian. A selection of Cassian tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of Cassian web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to get down to Celebrities on Saturday, July 15th to catch him live, and tickets for that event are still available online. So thank you very much for doing this.
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Cassian for agreeing to do this. We made it happen. Some absolutely sublime prog house and melodic techno on display there. His latest, Great Southern Land, closed out the interview, and he's definitely on fine form with that gem. Full track list and a selection of Cassian web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. And if you enjoyed what you heard, remember to head down to Celebrities on Saturday, July 15th to catch Cassian live, and tickets for that are still available online. If you've enjoyed the show and want to give it another listen, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca or Apple Podcasts to find this one or more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, let's hop back 15 years to 2008. Mark Mendez serves up another level. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here next time.